Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Guns in schools, mass deportations and threats to democracy all featured in last night's debate between the two men running to be America's next president, the Democratic Governor Tim Walz and Republican Senator J.D. Vance. Well, for their analysis, I'm joined by Deputy Managing Editor at RedState.com, Susie Moore, and by Democratic National Finance Committee member Lindy Lee. Lindy, it seems from what I'm reading this morning that J.D. Vance won this one.
Well, he trafficked in lies and conspiracies, and though he may have had a leg up stylistically, the most telling moment of the debate was when he said, the rules said you weren't supposed to fact check. That told everything. He was expecting to be a fire hydrant of lies and deception without any pushback. So he was definitely caught off guard in that moment, and it was extremely exposed in stark vision, the type of person J.D. Vance is, which is frankly a liar.
Well, listen, Susie, Van Jones on CNN said J.D. Vance was sane washing the crazy, a gaslighter in chief, a deceptive guy. What's your analysis or what's your view of that description of your candidate?
I find it very interesting. I think it sounds like a lot of spin. It was clear from the demeanor of both candidates that J.D. Vance had the advantage last night. I don't think that came as a big surprise given his background, but he had full command of the facts and the issues and presented well. And I think he did a very nice job sort of squashing the notion, I think, that many on the left in the Democratic Party have been trying to create about him, that he is some sort of monstrous character. I think he showed that he was relatable and, as I said, had full command of the issues. And I think he did very well.
But he didn't want them to fact check. I mean, that was an extraordinary thing to say. You weren't supposed to fact check. What was he afraid of?
Oh, I don't know that that was it. I think it was because that was an agreed upon part of the structure of the debate, and then immediately they went right to that. I thought it was a good strategy on his part to push back on that and say, look, this was not part of our agreement. This is not how it's supposed to be run. And you'll notice that they backed off after that, after that first break. I don't know if they got a stern talking to by the producers of the show or what, but there was a definite shift in the way they approached things after that, because that was what they had agreed to do.
Lindy, did you feel watching it that Tim Walz was a little bit unsettled? Like, he sometimes seemed to nod in agreement when J.D. Vance was speaking. He was taking copious notes. I mean, you can't do that when you're facing a really slick, polished opponent like J.D. Vance.
You bring up a good point, but we went into this debate saying that, you know, J.D. Vance went to Yale Law School. He's a slick operator. He knows what he's doing. Whereas Tim Walz is a down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth, Midwestern guy. He was a football coach. He served in the National Guard. He's not as slick or as practiced as J.D. Vance, but he's a fundamentally good guy. And if you're going after the referees like J.D. Vance did, you're losing. That's not what you should be doing. And one thing that I do want to know is I was at campaign headquarters, at Harris campaign headquarters tonight, and Tim Walz scored his highest rating of the night when he called J.D. Vance and Trump out on border legislation. It was Trump who destroyed the bipartisan border deal that we had months ago that was written by a Senate Republican. Trump wanted the border as a campaign issue, so he annihilated a bipartisan agreement. And Trump also did not follow through on his wild border promises. He only built 2%. A flimsy 2% of the wall that he promised.
But Lindy, I heard some commentators say, looking at that debate, wondering, oh, I wonder, should we have gone here as Democrats with Josh Shapiro?
I figured people would say that. Actually, Josh is a personal friend. He appointed me commissioner of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I obviously love Josh. I think he's one of the most talented politicians of this generation.
Would he have done better against J.D. Vance?
Vice presidential candidates historically have only been able to generate 1%, if that, in their home state. And yes, this is an election of margins where 1% might make a humongous difference. But I actually think Walz showed tonight that he is a formidable opponent. If you look at the flash polls that CBS and CNN ran, it was about 41, 42%. It was pretty much the same in terms of who actually won the debate. I think he did what he could. And that's what we said. J.D. Vance is slick and he might win on style. He'll get points on style. But Tim Walz definitely won on substance. He caught J.D. Vance out when he said, would you certify the election results? Trump did not. And J.D. Vance never gave a straight answer.
Yeah, that was interesting, Susie. It was a key moment, really, wasn't it, when Tim Walz challenged J.D. Vance to acknowledge that Donald Trump did lose the 2020 election. And he didn't do so. Was that a mistake in your view? How did you see that when you watched it?
Yeah, I think it's one of those, that's an interesting topic that ends up having, it ends up reflecting the differing views on it. And Vance had to walk a tight line there because there are a lot of concerns with many about what happened in the 2020 election. And I think that needs to be acknowledged while also pointing that this is what we need to do looking forward. I thought that Vance did a very nice job of pointing out the other issues that people are having related to that. One of the things that I think has so many people on edge here in the States is this idea of election integrity. And we can't continue to relitigate the 2020 election, and I think Vance was attempting to emphasize the fact that we can't keep relitigating it. We're 4 years past that now, but we do have to make sure that when people are voting, they can be assured that their vote is going to count and that there aren't going to be any shenanigans, that it is on the up and up. What I do think is that Vance showed voters and those who are undecided that he's focused on the issues that are of paramount concern to most of the American citizens.
Susie Moore and Lindy Lee, thank you both for joining us on the program. Coming up next, from Benson Boone to Lyra, why pop is back with the Floor Fillers.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.